We are back. More Gunsmith Show on its way. Jonathan Smith, he's the gunsmith. You were out at the show last weekend. We're going to talk a little bit about that, but yeah. This segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems.
It is. And first, I just want to say this. That last segment, I got talking about scopes and my passions and my favorites. If you got a favorite, send it to me in an email. Let me know what your combination of what you think the perfect deer rifle is for lower Michigan here in our neck of the woods. Shooter@thegss.com. Go ahead and send it to me and let me know what you have got and what you like, and I'll be glad to discuss it with you. And very simple, shooter@thegss.com. You can always listen to the show again on that website as well. You can listen to that segment alone about scopes or any of them right after the show, because it'll be upped and loaded. So, all right, so this segment is brought to you by Diamond Gems here on the 17th day of May. So we're Diamond Gems is where I get all my tires done, alignments, shocks, struts, and they keep my cars running great. They're right on Dort Highway in Burton, Michigan. Dort Highway just south of Bristol. Right inside of the road, right by the tracks.
Right around the corner from the station.
It is. It's right around the corner from here. So it's always handy. A lot of times I go over there, I drop my car off, they run me over here to the station so I can come in and do some work in the radio station. And then Dan takes me back over.
Or I go pick them up or take them back. Yeah.
So we both spend some time there, that's for sure. You can call them at 810-743-4210. If you call today, you'll have to leave them a message, but they'll get back with you. But be persistent. Call back and get a hold of them. You'll be glad you did. Diamond Gems Tire and Auto Service Center. Again, you can link to them right on my website. Another Brother Knight, a good guy, and just an excellent, excellent repair shop. So, been around since 1977. And styling and profiling later today with my trailer with my new tires and rims on it.
Oh, yeah.
I realized what I did. I bought tires and rims from him, and they're beautiful. And I got to pick out, he gave me like 10 options on the rims.
Yeah.
The ones I picked out exactly match Ford Raptor pickup truck rims, which are bad to the bone. And as far as rims are, and anything called Raptor is pretty bad. You know
Raptor's
what I mean?
Pretty cool name.
Yeah, and I should make that my new middle name. But anyways, I won't. But anyways, I'm telling you, now I got to buy a set of those rims for my truck so that they match.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, well, that would be, it would be nice. And it needs to happen.
Good luck in a PO for that.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Speaking about POs, I got a note yesterday that there was a couple of tanks going down I-75 on Friday, and they were on, like, big flatbeds.
Sure.
And the guy that saw them sent me a note that says, do you think your wife would give you a PO for one of those? So a long-time listener.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. and a buddy said that to me, so that was pretty cute. So I've never asked for that big of a PO before. Can I get $1.6 million, honey?
Is that what they go for?
Probably. I would imagine. Probably
imagine more.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
More than that.
Well, maybe it's a refurb. Maybe it's an older model.
Yeah, I can handle a refurb.
Yeah.
You know, it
doesn't have to be brand new.
I don't
new.
Buy my cars new. A lot of the guns I don't buy new. Why not buy a tank used?
Don't need
it doesn't have any big holes in it. I'd be okay.
You don't need the latest Abrams tank.
No. It would be nice to have an Abrams, but I don't think it'd fit in my garage. But
you need a bigger garage then.
I could just put it in the yard and just put a sign in front of it that says this is a VFW haul, and I'd probably get away with it.
Yeah.
They don't know it doesn't work.
No.
Or they don't know it works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that moved, Charlie.
For display only.
Well, Ralph, let's go check it out.
Charlie and Ralph.
There's somebody in there. So last weekend, Jake and I did go to that gun show in Lapeer. And, man, it was just a great gun show. It was at the Lapeer Sportsman's Club.
Yep.
And rough cell service. We were out there. We did not get very good cell service out there because it's in the boonies. But it's out there by Attica. And, but man, what a nice club. Everybody was like, it was like going to a family reunion. It was just like everybody was cousins. You know what I mean? We're all like-minded. It was great. I did actually have two of my sister's brother-in-laws were there. And my brother-in-law's...
Two of my sister's brother-in-law.
My sister's
husband's brothers.
Husband's sister's husbands. But I've been buddies with him.
I'm just completely lost.
It's like I am my own grandpa. You remember that song?
Yeah.
Yeah. from the Stupids.
We're going to figure this out, though. Okay. I have to understand this before we go any further, John.
My brother-in-law, Gary.
Your brother-in-law, Gary. He's married to your sister.
Yes, and he's got two sisters.
He has two sisters.
And their husbands.
Their husbands.
Are gun guys, and I see him at every gun show.
Gotcha.
And so I'm walking around out there looking at tables, and all of a sudden I hear this guy say, "Geez, John, you're not even going to say hi?" But they were set up outside. The show was so big that when
overflow.
You pulled in, they were lined up. And I pulled in thinking, man, I this is the first time I've been there. I said, I bought tables for this.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't bring any tables for this. These guys are set up with tables outside. Thank God it was good weather. I said, Jake, when we get up here, go inside. If we have to, we'll go buy some tables and get back. You run over to Emily City and get some tables.
Yeah.
And they said, no, Smith, you guys got tables. Come on in. We had two great tables.
All right.
And I have envy because the club and the bathrooms at the club were finer than any of the clubs I'm a member of.
Oh.
And I said, how are they doing this out here? Fabulous. I mean, the kitchen was great. They had a full bar.
Oh, wow.
Although it was, because it's like a lounge. You know, it's a club.
Sure.
And the folks were great. They had coffee set up for us the whole day.
Yeah.
But the people, the camaraderie, the fun, the exchanging, it's just that swap meet feeling that I just love. It's like, hey, I'll trade you. One guy come over and he says, one of the vendors comes over and says, I'd really like to buy those four boxes of shells from you, but let's see if we can swap later. So, man, I got so many goodies for those four boxes of shells. It was great because it was stuff he didn't need, and it was stuff I didn't need. So it worked out great.
Right.
And we all left happy, and everything worked out really good. So I got a few impulse items, which I always do. There's things,
I
remember that from, 1982, and I'm going to buy it because I might never see it again. So I did some of that, and my son had a good time. Health-wise, he just kind of sat there all day, but we're doing pretty good, though. So you can't ask for much more than that. Time well spent with family and friends surrounded by good people, and I think everyone there felt the same. So a true testament to a good club. They invited us back several times, came by and checked on us, made sure we were happy with it, and I'm sure we will. Looking forward, I got it all set so that they'll email me anytime they have a show so that I know from now on.
Right.
But there's other shows coming up. These are some of the big ones around the state. We got a Harrison show, the Harrison Clare Gun Show, which has always been a pretty good one. It's coming up next weekend, the 24th, 25th, Saturday and Sunday show. And then the Port Huron ones, June 7th and 8th. These shows are kind of weird. If the weather's good, nobody shows up at them. And I hear it because I get feedback from the vendors. And because everybody's so busy with open houses and graduations and stuff this time of year.
Memorial Weekend, too.
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend is next. The 26th is Memorial Day.
Yeah.
So lots going on. But there are a lot of these bigger state shows. They're set up regular. Some you got to check every week because there's a website I go to called Gun Show Trader. And that's the one that tells you when the shows are, where they're at, and how much they cost, and if there's tables available, and all that kind of stuff. So go to Gun Show Trader and check that out. But if you guys have, if you're a member of a club, if it's Frankenmuth or, or Dryden or wherever it is, and you want us to know about your show, because the guys honestly out there at Lapeer said, we don't know where all these people came from. And I said, well, I've been talking about it for 6 weeks on the radio. That might have helped a little bit. And he goes, you know what? I'm sure it did because there's a lot of faces here we don't recognize. And we see you shaking hands all day long. So I was shaking a lot of hands that day. So a lot of good folks out there. And so we're going to keep pushing that show. It's a nice show. And glad to support a small club like that. So and if you want to send me an email on your club's events coming up, even if it's a shoot, and you want me to put it on my website and get it out there, it's shooter@thegss.com or send me a text at 810-223-7459. Either way, it'll get to me. Again, that's shooter@thegss.com or text me at 810-223-7459. Now, if your club is having one of these events, let me know because I love to set up at these things too because it helps me spread the word about this show. And I tend to buy a couple things. My wife will hit me with something, but that's okay. So remember to go to our website, thegss.com, And we'll try to keep that updated for you at all times. Now, in our next segment, we're going to discuss some very important things, Dan.
Okay.
You ready? It's going to be smart things to buy kids that are graduating from school.
It's that time of year.
It is that time of year. And
school's wrapping up.
And those can be life-changing decisions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what? Do you remember what you got for your graduation?
I think I got bailed out of jail.
You know what I got?
What'd you get?
I got a 400-pound Olympic set.
Of course you did.
Oh, barbell set.
Oh, yeah, for pumping iron out in the garage. You probably had it set up in the garage, didn't you?
No, I had
basement?
We had a huge house, and I had a big workout station in our basement.
Yeah.
We did it. We had everything done. My dad had it set up. We had a good house.
Oh,
we had a wet bar. We had a beautiful pool room.
Yeah.
My mom had a ceramic shop. I had a whole weightlifting room. I had a reloading room.
Oh, yeah.
It's
nice having a big basement. You can do
it
a lot.
It was huge.
Yeah.
It was 30 by 90. You know,
I had my first set. I was in the sixth grade, though, but I got they were from Kmart, and they were little sand-filled barbells.
Yeah.
But, man, I hit those pretty hard.
We used to shoot those with pistols and break them.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. You know, they get hard. That concrete would get hard.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them were sand. Some of them put concrete in them.
Yeah.
And you shoot them, and they'd bust off, and chunks would fly off them. Because
yep.
as every time I got a chance as a kid, I was hooked on buying more steel weights.
Yeah.
So I would buy more and more
That's
steel weights.
That's the way to go, yeah.
And
I started small, you know, but I hit them pretty hard. By the time I got to eighth grade, I hit my peak. Eighth grade was my peak year.
Really?
Oh, it's been a slow coast downward ever since, really.
Well.
I was on top of the world eighth grade, though.
Wow. I didn't hit till my senior year. Yeah. I mean, I was doing good. I was, by when I hit my senior year, I was already benching over 300 and stuff, so I was doing good. But I had, oddly enough, we had 2,000 pounds of dumbbells and almost 2,000 pounds of plate weight.
Oh, wow.
And so that became bothersome when John left the state and Mom got stuck with it.
Yeah.
Here's a little lady trying to move all this weight out of her house.
Did you pass that on?
Some of it. Some of it went to other people.
Yeah.
And, I still have one Olympic set in my basement.
Okay.
And of course Tommy worked out constantly.
That's what I was wondering. Yeah.
Jake was always so big. He had like that natural strength, kind of like a Buford type.
The Mighty
strength,
Oak.
You know? Yeah. Even my brother Dave called him, was it Big Huey or something? He had a name for him. I forget what it was. But with Mighty Oak, he's just one of those naturally strong kids. He could always like grab a car and pick it up and move it, you know?
Yeah.
And so prayers to him, prayers for Tommy. Today we're doing a big, big, big heart screening out at Flushing High School, and the crew's all out there, and the doctors are there, and we're saving kids' lives today at Flushing High School. We are overbooked, but if you got any issues or worries about your kids, you want to bring them out, come on out.
Today at Flushing High School, till when?
Till 1:30.
1:30.
So get there as early as you can and come in and
You got time.
Plead and stop in. You're welcome to come out. It's open to all schools.
Can be life changing.
Whenever you see a Tommy's Heart event at a school,
yep.
it's not just for that school. It's just who hosted it.
Yep.
And they're welcome to have more and more people in there. So come on by and see us. You'll be glad you did.
Come on back here. We're going to take a quick break, but there's more Gunsmiths. We got one more segment.
Yeah.
Right after this here on US 1031.
Yes.
Your home for ultimate classic rock.
Right.
I almost did a WFNT.
Well,
it's been a long time. I haven't done that in forever.
20 years of experience, you know, it's going to happen.
We'll be back.